from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. District School Board Ontario Northeast confirms that there is one positive case of COVID-19 at Cochrane Public School. And in a letter to families, the principal of the adjacent École Secondaire Cochrane High School says no staff or students have been exposed. She says there are no confirmed cases at the high school. The Christmas New Year break begins at dismissal tomorrow with a scheduled return of Wednesday, January 5th. Two new cases of COVID-19 are confirmed in Porcupine Health Unit territory. One of them is in Timmins, the other in what the health unit calls the area of Cochrane, Matheson, Iroquois Falls, and Smooth Rock Falls. There are 62 cases currently active. People in Timmins who are panhandling for money need to pull back on aggressive behavior when someone refuses to contribute. In response to complaints, Timmins Police Communications Coordinator Mark DePazzi says officers are starting to enforce the relevant section of the Provincial Safe Streets Act.
We're aware that this is happening most typically in the areas of strip malls. The one on Waterloo Road in particular was mentioned, but other areas as well where there's a retail setup.
ATMs are also known as potentially lucrative panhandling locations. On a first call, an officer will tell the person what they did wrong. On the next call, a charge will be laid and a fine levied, which is counterproductive to the activity at its root. As you're packing the car for that trip to join family for Christmas, OPP Constable Michelle Simard hopes you keep safety in mind. She says you should be properly equipped for winter driving. Before you pull out of the driveway, make sure all the windows are clear of snow and ice.
Have a well-stocked emergency supply kit, jumper cables, first aid kit, blanket, shovel, flashlight. Allow extra time for traveling because weather conditions are unpredictable and we want to make sure that you get there safe.
More tips on holiday safety and security in the next several days. Finally, this afternoon, here's the promised second question in our local history trivia challenge this week. What is the former name of Hersey Lake? Timmins Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman has your four options.
Timmins Lake, Charlebois Lake, Little Nighthawk, or Trombley Lake?
The answer to this question and the previous one about the last reeve of Mountjoy Township are on our website. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.